boys and girls. We want to introduce...
Please allow me to adjust my pants.
Run as fast as you can.
Get ready for BAM Radio.
We don't have friends radio, BAM. Fucking idiot.
What the hell am I talking about?
It's Radio BAM!
Now, here's BAM.
Here's BAM!
Yeah, hey, hey, live in Westchester with the gay mailman, a.k.a. Brady Wineal, Shitbird, Shit Goose, and it's me!
Yeah!
Novak!
I found my needle!
Novak!
He's back, baby!
Oh,
Novak's back!
I found my needle.
Let's find out. So, Novak, what have you been up to? You already know the answer.
I've been good, and, you know, I've been doing too much. I haven't been sipping on beer, been hanging out with Scott.
Even if he was hopped up on heroin, the last thing you would do is say that he was.
You know, I just only do, like, $10 worth a day now.
You know what's funny? Is he hasn't been back for a while, and he's only been here for, like, what, maybe a half hour? My fucking lighter's missing. Rich Voss.
Oh, shit, Bert, shut up, your weed.
No, it was me.
He's got my fucking... Rich Voss took it.
You fucking
heroin user motherfucker, where's my lighter at?
He tried to dream selling me right the fuck out of my lighter, man. That's what it was.
Smoke too much weed and forget everything, shit,
Bert. I hide shit from myself when I'm high.
And I
never
find it
again.
Yeah, you should hide that Yanni CD so you don't so I don't catch you jacking off to a candlelit dinner, dude. I swear to God, dude. I open up the door. He's playing Yanni all romantic, jacking off with the fan blowing against his balls.
Soft music.
And he had a candle lit, dude.
Soft music makes his dick hard.
Shippers has, like, candlelight jerk-off sessions with himself.
I am in touch with my own body, man.
Literally.
I'm in a drunk zen sometimes.
I'd be in touch with my body after fucking...
don't you fucking start, man, on my body and shit all the time.
Not your body.
No.
You're
easy, man.
Trying to put the brakes on something that's not.
You're just mad because
happen.
I was enjoying myself and y'all weren't.
I did. Yo, Shipbird, let's do a recap on your life.
You lost
about 30 pounds in the past year.
Mm-hmm.
You've been doing 100 sit-ups a day.
Thank you.
You dumped your girlfriend.
You're getting hot
and
pussy.
Now he's getting hot pussy. He's getting military pussy.
No, he's not. And you're not even paying for it.
You guys are out of your mind.
It's so patriotic of you.
Yeah, it's patriotic to jack off to a candle.
He's paying dues to America. He pays dues to America.
Let's just say
he's serving his country.
This is about the most patriotic I'm ever going to be, as I love Bush.
Shitbirds.
Hey, man.
How quick did you come off that hot piece of pussy as opposed to your ex-hunter girlfriend?
explain why she's a hunter.
I'm sorry. America,
Come on, man. Why we gotta fucking say this
because
shit?
Because we're stupid. Because you say no, which
fucking
I mean.
Ruined my dumb
no
ass
means yes.
No
shit.
Holes
these
barred.
Guys bust
so
my balls all the time.
The
shit, you gotta take it.
So,
explain why she's a hunter.
Now I know how I fucking know how G feels.
Check it out, right?
Yeah. See what I'm saying?
The one time of the year.
Stuff. Don't tell Chris.
Don't say that.
The one time of the year where girls have a perfectly legitimate excuse
God damn it,
to look like the hottest sluts in the world.
Come on, man.
Halloween night is the night for girls
to look like a whore.
To be sluts and whores, but for a reason. Like, that's their perfect reason.
I'm going to dress up like a French maid.
They can dress up as a French maid. They
strippers,
can put on, they can put on a leather cat mask with, like, a fucking thong.
Put a leash around their neck, all that shit.
And you can't say you're a slut because, hey, it's Halloween. This is my Halloween outfit.
Dress up day. It's
so
been real.
So Shipbird's girlfriend.
So Shipbird's
come on, man.
In a hunter outfit with antlers and camouflage on her face.
Shipbird's girlfriend did everything but blend in that night. If you blend in, you had to be, like, a stripper or a dirty nun or a dirty school teacher. Shipper's girlfriend. Shipper's girlfriend comes in as a 400-pound hunter.
I fucking hate this shit.
She was
man.
A 400-pound hunter with fucking looked like a football player.
You guys
face
are
mask,
a bunch of shallow
face
house,
paint
man.
On.
He had to down a case of beer
shallow
in order
house.
To
fucking shallow
dude,
house,
the
dude.
Bitch had a helmet on with fucking
shallow
trees.
House.
She had trees super glued
so
to her helmet.
So what song we got coming up, Tom? Right?
Never should have said a word, dude.
Welcome to my world.
Let
you
know what?
Now you know how it feels.
I know how it feels, G.
You had to get a sticker.
I know how it feels, G. I'm fucking...
Don't open your mouth next time.
The only thing that bitch blended into was a cheesesteak, dude. She was blending it with a cheesesteak.
Shipper has to be the worsted fucking.
Because I don't want to fuck a stripper, right?
Shipper, you must suck it fucking.
This is how bad Shipper sucks it fucking. He met this girl at the gate. Okay. Her name is Ashley, but we call her Smashley because the only reason why she shows up is to get wasted with Shipbirds, and then she could drive him to his DUI class because he's not allowed to drive. So he spent 2 months hanging out with this girl trying to get down her
She's
pants.
She's my fucking ride, dude.
He arranged backstage passes to Ozfest because
I was going to
meet Avenged
Sevenfold.
She's
my ride.
Okay. All this shit. He tried to get down her pants so bad.
No, I don't.
Just for his best friend to fuck her instead in a
no
hot tub.
No way. Shitbirds, you have no game.
His best friend banged her out in the hot tub and he still didn't get pussy.
Dude, he watched him
fuck
her.
I was like, if you ain't getting pussy in 2 months, dude, then just give up.
She is my ride, dude. She was my ride to Ozfest, for fuck's sake. You see, I'm scheming, planning, plotting like Novak
The reason
does.
Why I didn't fuck her is because Rich Foe's the Brandywine Eel was cockblocked. I was in a room with her getting ready to be deep dick, and then Foe came in and flew.
Shipper's had that pussy since he was born.
Oh, man. You guys, I can't believe how much you can talk.
Dude, I'll tell you this much. He had two separate occasions when she was fucking completely...
That matter because he still sucks
her,
in bed.
But he didn't.
I didn't
bang her when...
Thank
he,
you, Rich
like, he didn't take advantage of her. He wanted
was a
her
gentleman?
To, yeah.
She's my fucking
he
lie,
a gentleman
dude.
To always finish last.
Dude, all she did was pass out. He totally could have
Shipper's probably
her
like her brother.
I could have had her five times
already. Get you nowhere.
Get you last place every time.
It gets me a ride to my DUI class in Ozfest.
I bet you Shipper's favorite position in bed is missionary.
And you know what? He goes, is all I ask you not to do is go up to these two bands, which were Avenged Sevenfold and who?
I was Avenged Sevenfold and who else was it? I can't remember.
Just because there's a little tiny feud because, you know, Darren and CKY hate everybody.
Yeah,
so,
they don't get along with
so Avenged Sevenfold was like, does CKY hate us? And, you know, Shipper had to be like, dude, they just hate everybody.
Well, they heard that
the drummer sucked the guitar stick or something.
He's like, Ashley, please just don't go talk up to the band so I have to go find you. And then, what do you know? He leaves her alone for 2 minutes.
No.
She's in the goddamn event.
She made a
beeline.
I was like, God.
So here's him sucking Avenged Sevenfold's dick.
Now they're giving him shit.
Sucking his best friend's dick and banging him out in the hot tub.
So what's
he
up?
Can't even get dick pumped, dude.
To
Avenged Sevenfold, those guys were cool. The tour was weird as fucked up because everybody got in an argument. Tour manager,
dude,
got
back
argument.
To you sucking in bed. Dude, I bet he came before he put the condom on.
Well, yeah.
After fucking that beast. Dude,
shut up, man. You fucking asshole. You're a fucking asshole.
Dude, like
my mother's a beast. Who cares?
Dude, if he actually humped that military girl, dude. He probably
stop.
Came in one pump, dude.
Yeah.
Dude, as soon as he heard the condom, all right. As soon as he heard the condom rip, dude, he came in his
and
pants.
You know, I asked him earlier. I'm like, so where'd you come, dude? He's like, I don't remember. I don't remember because it probably didn't even happen.
So anyway, Avenged Sevenfold sounded
like
great.
Boring.
I got to see Ozzy for the first time since I got arrested before Randy Rhoads died. Mm-hmm. Like, that was fun. I saw fucking...
Dude, you like to change the subject?
System of a Down. I saw, who else was there? Disturbed? Dude, it was a fucking good
that's
concert.
That's pretty cool,
man.
Though. That's why you got that's the first time we saw Ozzy since he got kicked
since
out
I
by
got
the soccer mom.
By the soccer mom who arrested me for smoking the fucking first joint I ever had in my life.
Oh, yeah.
I want to seek this bitch out, man. Dude, I can't... I'm getting pissed, man.
Shipper was in Indiana when he was in high school, living in Brown County. He finally gets to go to what concert?
Ozzy Osbourne concert with Randy Rhoads.
He's sitting there with his buddies on the chairs, you know.
We were waiting in line to get in.
Yeah, he was smoking weed, and the girl comes up. She's like, wow, this is awesome. Can I tape you and your buddies smoking weed?
No
he's like, fuck
shit.
Yeah, dude, party on. So he sees videotaping smoking weed. Next thing you know, she ends up being a cop, and they all get arrested. They never even got to see the rock concert.
And she was a soccer mom. She's just like, this young man right here is smoking marijuana. And I got yoked out of line, which I waited all fucking day, dude. I camped out to see fucking Ozzy Osbourne and Randy Rhoads, my guitar hero, and guess what? I finally saw Ozzy Osbourne.
It was full circle. I'm like fucking 38 years old. I was like 16 when I waited to go see him.
Dude, how are you going to get Soccer Mom back for sending you to the camp?
Man, you know what?
She deserves the burn for that one.
She's probably right now fucking, she's probably like all decrepit and shit.
She drives a minivan.
We're talking 25 years ago, and she was probably 40 at the time. So the bitch can fucking suck dirt and have fun because I didn't get to see Randy Rhoads, my guitar hero, you fucking cunt.
Think about it, man.
I can't stand her, dude. I'm mad. Every time I see her.
Like, couldn't she just, like, arrest you after the show? Here you are saving up your, like, $30 that you worked so hard for at the time, and then just to miss the whole concert and wind up in jail.
Cops love to spoil your fun.
Well, she was more of a soccer mom, and every time I see a soccer ball in the back of your stupid fucking minivan, I fucking go Vietnam on you sons of bitches, man. And I lose my fucking mind because I couldn't see Randy Rhoads.
Crazy Train starts playing in
Every time he sees a soccer ball in the back of a minivan, it just gives him a flashback about how he could have saw Ozzy Osbourne.
And Randy Rhoads, I swear to God. Oh!
Randy died how many months after that?
He died, he buzzed fucking Ozzy's tour bus about four or five months, I think, after that. And
you could have saw a concert of a lifetime.
I could have sued that soccer mom for not being able to see my guitar hero, Randy Rhoads, but...
You could tell broads that in bed.
Sons of bitches, man.
I saw that Randy Rhoads.
That's a long...
I will introduce them to a world of fucking
Randy Rhoads is on everybody's top three list. You look at all fucking guitar players, who's the best all time.
He died
when
he was 24.
Randy Rhoads.
What did he die from?
He crashed his plane trying to buzz Ozzy's tour bus. Like a
he
crazy
was all hopped up,
nut.
I bet.
Oh, he was mucked up. And
was there snakes on the plane?
Oh, my God.
By Samuel L. Jackson.
Oh, my God.
Dude, if you picked a worthless role like snakes on a plane. Jesus Christ.
What else is he going to do, Bam?
He must have been ripping rails.
He was cashing checks,
what's next?
Dude.
Wombats in the living room? Turtles on a bus?
Where's the ferrets on a ferry wheel?
Ferrets in the first
that movie. That movie does good, dude.
Yeah. How about
faggots in a gay bar?
That's normal.
How about soccer moms at the tennis match?
I got
Al Qaeda in the Wawa.
Why is it so scary? To be on a plane in the first fucking place.
He's not going to get a movie after this one because it's going to suck so bad. Dude, how good could snakes on a plane be?
I don't give a shit, motherfucker. You paid me $2 million.
I'd rather watch a movie called Faggots in the Gay Bar, dude.
See, all you do is you take your mouthwash and they won't let you take on the plane and dump it on the snake. They hate mouthwash.
What was the Gay Niggers from Outer Space?
that's a movie, dude.
Gay Nigger
It's an actual movie. It's from the Netherlands. Yeah. It's a real movie.
And they couldn't complete it.
And that's what it was called. No, it only lasts 30 minutes long, and it's in black and white. I haven't got to see it yet. Apparently, it's really hard to find, but it's an actual movie that exists on DVD. Made from the Netherlands.
I'll bet Darren has it.
Soccer moms at the tennis match.
Well, being
soccer mom.
I'm going to play some heroin rock. This is Andy McCoy. Where's my needle? This song's called Strung Out on Radio Bam, and I'm back, bitches.
Where's my needle?
We'll be right back.
specific nature of this program.
You need to come check this out, man.
Say hello to everyone. Hello to everyone. Can I talk? Yeah, what's up, everyone? I didn't know you were recording this shit. I had no clue. It's on. It's on the radio channel now.
No.
Yeah.
Fucking kidding me.
Can't say that.
I'm sorry.
Serious 28 Faction.
What's up, shit asses? I got Brandywine Eel here, gay mailman shit, bird shit.
Goose, yeah, motherfucker.
And me, Novak, where's my needle?
In my arm.
Buzz, go get my hypodermic needle, bitch.
All right. Here's the story with the gay mailman. He lives in the Hobbit Hole, which doesn't have any
anything.
Sink or kitchen or nothing or whatever. Awesome. So when I wake up in the morning, I see Vos. He washes his fucking balls and his armpits in the sink right there.
On his dishes,
man. Dude.
On his fucking
man.
Dishes.
Like, I actually...
Dirty.
I saw a fork and a plate in there when he was washing. I'm like, Vos, if you're going to wash your balls in the kitchen sink, at least have the courtesy to take the fork out.
Move
it
aside.
I mean, I know it's dirty, and I know it goes into a dishwasher.
It doesn't matter.
But there's still fucking sick Vos ball juice all
over. It's because there was no working bathroom downstairs, and I got in the habit of using the kitchen sink.
It's the habit, dude. He will not use the... We have a brand new fucking bathroom downstairs.
He lives like a nomad.
It's got maps all over it. It's fucking cool. It's
but that sink's not big enough. I like room to move my balls around in.
He washes his balls in our fucking sink, man.
Dude, there's days where he just spends the entire day in the Hobbit Hole and doesn't come out.
I know.
What's your deal, gay mail, man? What do you do down there?
I heard you spent 2 whole months in your room and you didn't leave, and all you did was read books and play guitar.
Yeah.
Where'd you
piss
your shit?
Was there a reason? Was an experiment?
I was a total faggot.
Were you bummed out over a girl and shit?
Shooting heroin, what?
It's called sickness. I just got fucking depressed.
Seriously?
Yeah.
My grandma died,
so then I was just kind of like,
were you on pain pills
or
hopped up on drugs?
Like, I wasn't quite motivated enough to kill myself, but I wasn't motivated
if you want to kill yourself, go see Snakes on a Plane.
You'll love it.
Jesus Turtles Christ. On the bus.
Grizzlies in the car wash.
What was the other one?
In the car wash.
Bees in the shitter.
Bees in the Johnny on the spot.
What if you made a movie called Bees in the Shitter and you really tried to make it
a two-hour-long
movie?
Like, oh my God, I'm trying to shit. Where's the tall bear? Ow! You get stung by a bee. And then there's just millions of them all over the place and shit.
Oh! Right now, Novak is mashing Shitbird's dick. Smashing his dick
Oh, come on, shit. I'll help you out, pal.
Alright, you just broke the amp. Amp's broken. Alright, that's enough dick rubbing, dude. Yo, Novak's tiny, sick, heavy.
Several corners.
Just all over there. Shipper's
several corners.
Oh, that's sick, man.
I don't know, but that was good footage.
Oh, man, was that beer spillage and shit?
Probably not. Can you
put that? Can you put that clutch pit poster back up?
Look, man, do you see on the fucking microphone it says Sennheiser, you asshole?
Put that clutch pack.
Fucking expensive shit all over the place.
Bo, do you think your guitar went out of tune over
that? I don't know what you're doing.
I'll figure it out.
Either way, you mussed my hair up.
Novak comes in. It's been 5 minutes.
He just fucked Shitbird's face like a terrier. Yeah,
dude, you fuck Shitbird's face with your naked hefty dick, like full punk dick. On
stage. Well done, Shitbird.
He might have hit me once.
You're being a sport. You're being a big sport.
He might have hit me once, but it probably was his thumb.
Is that the first time you ever had such a tiny ding ding on your face?
That was it was like a tic tac getting fucked by a tic tac, dude. I got face fucked by a tic tac.
You probably hurt your wrist on that, didn't you?
Nah, my wrist's been good, man, lately.
It barely went in my nose at all.
You smell my dirty cock, man. That sucks.
So gay mailman, not only did you wash your balls in the sink, didn't you replace the sink, Shitbird, because of it?
Oh, my God.
He replaced the whole fucking kitchen because of his balls.
That's dirtier than my dick. Balls.
Not only that, on our drinking bender the other day,
my balls,
I noticed, what's your deal with falling out of chairs at the bar? Because, like, I've been shit-faced. Yeah. Like, everybody's been shit-faced, but you have this thing I've noticed. Because maybe, like, 3 weeks ago...
And I don't remember it.
3 weeks ago, you fell out of Kildare's chair. Then we went to Ryan's pub, you fell out of that chair. Then you fell out of the chair at Steve Conjar's house. Then you fell out of the chair at Bennigan's last night. And I think you fell out of the chair at the cigar shop.
Sounds like a pattern.
And I think he just gets drunk and leans back.
You know what
when he
is?
Was on a really high stool. Yeah. And I think he really felt embarrassed that he actually goes, "What the fuck, Ben?" And
I was
like 3 people down, and I was talking to somebody else.
Like, not even looking
and
in his direction.
you realize it's like, what?
Do you remember the bachelor party pranks? At the bachelor party, what's the first thing we have footage of? Him going after a chair like it fucked him up.
You were beating up that chair.
You got the chair back.
Because chairs always let me down, dude.
Why? Literally.
They're worse than bitches.
I'm surprised you haven't fell out of the radio stool chair live yet.
I just got done doing that.
So, dude, what made you finally come out of your room after 2 months of hibernation?
What the? I don't know. You know what it was? My entire family was just like, stop the fucking madness.
Yeah, there you go. How many books did you read?
Yeah, right?
All of them.
You could have wrote like 20 books.
You read all the books.
Do you remember any in specific?
No, you know why?
You didn't read the script of Snakes on a Plane.
They're all dumb books.
So what was the outcome of this? Did you gain anything, or did you get some enlightenment?
Yeah, I lost about 3 years of my life.
But he's a fantastic guitar player. He had lots of practice.
Oh, it was great.
And piano player.
I read a book on squids. I read a book on the Brandywine eel. I read a book about Clamato juice.
I quit. I didn't drink, smoke pot, or do anything for like 9 months.
Cleans your system out.
Well, but I turned it into books.
That's commendable,
that's
cool. Dude.
It's a sad story.
So how did he get the gay mailman nickname? I don't get that. So where did gay mailman?
I thought you gave me the gay mailman.
Oh, there's no logic to it.
I just like saying it. Really,
okay.
It's just awesome when he sits down and introduces everybody.
As a gay man, it's like shippers. It's shippers. It's plural.
Remember that. G was the gay vulture for years and years.
The gay vulture.
Like, your name could change it.
I think you might have did something gay as there was a vulture flying in the background, and I just thought of gay vulture at the time, and then that was your name.
Caw.
The shittiest caw ever.
Dude, what's that ringer you got on your fucking phone, Rich? Because
he thought it was fucking birds outside.
Tchaikovsky, dude.
Dude, I woke up at like 6 in the morning today. I went outside.
Your phone
to birds.
Ring is Tchaikovsky, and shit goose goes, what kind of bird is that? Some kind of exotic bird. It's my cell phone ring, you idiot.
It's that. No.
He thought that was a bird.
Your mail, dude, goes coo 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 coo.
Oh, yeah. If I have a voicemail, it goes ooh ooh. Like, over and over.
I'm taking any beer away from you. You need to stop beers and
I love when G gets
your
fucked up because
cars,
he gets pissed.
You're fucking thinking cell phone rings or birds, exotic birds floating around the
room. Cars, gaining weight, paying for pussy. Dude, what is going on with your life?
I don't know.
No motivation.
Man. I can't help my life anymore.
Shit, he's motivated. He's more motivated than I am. Everything.
How do you even get out of bed in the mornings?
Dude, I haven't eaten 4 days, dude. I was drinking with Jess's wife's dad.
Oh, shit.
Buff Steve.
Steve Conjar, who only insists on drinking Crown Royal, and if you're going to hang out with him, you have to drink Crown Royal on the rocks.
Holy fuck.
So I didn't eat for 4 days. I went on full-blown drinking bag.
I respect
you gotta stop that.
I shit green, dude. Is
no
all,
way.
It was just,
I did that in jail.
It looked,
he's a dedicated drinker.
It looked like that spiritualina juice.
Like fluorescent green.
That smoothie juice that you could buy at like a natural food store.
Spinach smoothie.
It was horrible.
That's so gross.
So after that, I was like, dude, I need to eat a cheesesteak or something.
Hey, is that when you ordered that pizza out there?
I'll just drive over to G's house and look at his fridge. I'm sure he's got fucking buffalo wings, cheesesteaks, and pizzas in there.
You could eat for like a year off of his leftovers.
Give him.
Bam, if you don't eat for 4 days, you can eat a Monte Cristo at fucking Bennigan's.
With ranch all over it?
I don't know.
If you just do all the shit you want.
No,
if you don't eat for 4 days.
Nope. If you eat a Monte Cristo, dude, you will instantly become fat. That thing is... It's a ham sandwich. Just mashed together and fried.
Where do they sell this shit at?
Monte Cristo sandwich.
At Bennigan's. It's got to be 3,000 calories.
Yeah, you know what?
I saw Fan eating
it's
one.
It's awesome.
Hitting ranch, too.
Oh, Jesus.
It tastes like a donut with meat in it.
He just jerked off to being fat.
A meat donut.
I was scared to even take a bite because I didn't feel like hitting up the treadmill for 2 hours.
They put powdered sugar on it and shit.
Oh, yeah. They
just go for it. It's just like, fry that. That some bitch put on every cheese you can think of, sprinkle it with confectioner sugar.
It's like a fucking flannel cake. Like a fucking, when you go to the store, you get a
funnel cake.
I had a funnel cake yesterday, dude.
What was that? Flannel?
Flannel cake.
Yo, man, you ever have them flannel cakes?
I had a funnel cake yesterday. It's fucking great.
Yo, so being I haven't seen you in a few months, Novak, there's this band called Veins of Jenna that we're going to put their album out on the 24th, but they're basically 22-year-old fucking Guns N' Roses rock.
No shit.
You got to hear this song.
Didn't you just do a music video of theirs or something?
Oh, yeah. I'll show you right after this. It's called Get on the Ride by Veins of Jenna, and they're from Sweden. They're on the new filthynote.com. Check that shit out. Let's hear it. Rock, Radio Bam.
Now.
Yeah, motherfucker.
Yo, Jenna.
We found in Don Vito's ass.
Howdy ho!
Radio Bam, baby!
On Faction 28.
Wasn't that shit rocking, mother?
That was fucking hot shit. Axel probably put a gun in his mouth after hearing that. His days are numbered, dude. That's like the new version of Hot Shit Guns N' Roses.
I know. Oh, you got the Axel's music so video. Stubborn, though. He's probably just like...
He would never. He's like a Chad.
I was reading this thing that because Velvet Revolver sold pretty good, you know, and
they're good.
They asked what he thought about Velvet Revolver, and he goes, "You think people are going to be singing Velvet Revolver songs in 10 years? I don't think so."
He just hates everybody, dude. Man. I just heard he fucking put another concert off for 3 hours of the night because he requested a hot turkey dinner before he went on stage, and he would not go on stage until he had a hot turkey dinner. He's a fucking whack job.
You hear a lot of stories, but
is it true?
I bet if I met him, he was probably pretty cool because he's the only dude that actually, like, CKY actually got along with on the Guns N' Roses tour. Like,
Axl was really cool.
CKY hates everybody, but they actually liked Axl.
When we fucking roadie on that,
very
they probably hated everything together, and that's why they got along.
It's just a mind of hatred.
Yeah. When we fucking roadie on that tour, the rumors between all the techs and the crew, it was fucking crazy. All they did was just talk about it.
Totally. It's probably such bullshit.
Like, there are always five stories for every fucking one thing that happened. Like, that guy has so many rumors going around him.
Was it bullshit, though, or is it real?
We don't know. Yeah, you know, like, it's just all this outlandish shit for something happened.
You know what I bet? I bet if it's something like... Vose fell out of his chair.
That's not a rumor.
No. Then Novak would say that Vose fell out of his chair with a beer in his hand.
Yep.
And then you would turn it into Vose fell out of the chair with a beer in his hand and then knocked some girl out and then they went to the hospital.
And then the only
story was him falling out of the fucking chair.
It's always snowball effect. High five, snowball effect.
Dude, but you listen to Veins of Jenna, dude, and we're going to put out the album. I predict that they'll probably sell like 100,000 copies. But a song like this sold more than $4 million, and I just don't understand.
What?
Listen to this song.
Billy Ray Cyrus.
Let's just hear this, dude.
What are you going to play right now?
Dude, I like this guy's hair.
Like, this song.
Don't fill my heart.
This song sold millions and millions of pills.
I wish we could call the people who bought this now and ask them why.
It's so fucking poorly bad.
There's so many wet panties right now.
No,
bras love that shit.
That's what I'm saying. You don't want to know why? Because
country Ming Hags from Tennessee.
Well, this is when line dancing was all big.
Meth heads from freaking Kentucky.
Yeah.
At the dance floor.
Alabama meth heads.
You know what?
Growing up meth in their bathtub.
Thank God for this motherfucker. 10,000 rednecks got laid because of this shit, dude.
Who cares? I'm not a redneck.
Well, look out for some brothers, man.
Fuck them. I didn't get laid because of it.
Listen, everybody.
I'm gonna have a fucking achy breaky heart if I hear 5 more seconds of this. Let's fade that shit out.
I got an achy breaky asshole.
I've had an achy breaky balls, man.
Jeez.
My balls
get blue. Don't tell my balls. My achy breaky balls.
Dude, there's so many dimes.
They're bouncing off the walls.
I gotta watch them shits into the sink.
Fucking rich folks.
Fuck the other four. On our plate.
Because the brandy behind you bit my fucking nuts. I gotta scrub them shits in the fucking
This dude is fucking...
Don't tell my balls.
Dude, this trailer trash motherfucker is washing his balls on our fucking
dish. At least I shaved my beard.
Novak, quick question.
What?
I'm on my fucking website right now.
What's new? Would you get off that fucking thing?
No, someone is at... You know, I get all these questions.
Tell us, what happened?
When is your book coming out? I don't know what to say.
I don't know either.
That's what I say to you. I'm like,
well,
I don't know.
I'll tell you what's going on with it. When the movie comes out...
Yeah, Ben knows more about the shit than I do.
It's poor marketing if we put his book out now. I want to make the movie and then put the book out a month before the movie comes out. That creates hype, and then that sells more copies for everything.
That's why you're the billionaire.
When the movie gets done, that's when the book will get released. And I know the book is done, and it's in my hands right now.
Right now.
The book is done.
But you know what? You ain't getting to read it unless you figure out the code to my gate and break into the house, and then you'll probably wind up getting arrested, and you won't find the book in time. So you're pretty much fucking screwed.
Take that, bitch.
Plus, I'll fucking chop your ass up with a goddamn axe. You get bit by the pit bull.
You can rest assured that Rich Voss will lock himself in the hobbit hole and read the entire thing until he comes out.
It'll take about 4 hours.
if anybody comes to the gate, I'll kick him out because my name is Shitbird and I'll do what you say. Unless it's a fucking 19-year-old heroin addict that has a pretty hot ass that didn't give you any pussy for 2 months she hung out here.
She's my ride. She's my ride.
You have an excuse to everything.
She does have a hot
ride. Shitbird always has lame ass excuses.
Bam, when's Dream Soda going to
production?
She's my fucking
ride, dude. That's all I got to say.
Probably October.
Somebody takes your license.
Next year?
This
year.
It sucks, dude. You can't get a pack of cigarettes. You can't get candles when the fucking power goes out on you.
Because
I have a license. Yeah, I know, Shitbird. Just
like, he doesn't want to ask me for rides to places. He's so fucking guilty.
You guys are all distraught.
I can't stand people on their laptops like how G was just doing because he's like canceling himself out from the whole
room. He hasn't said a fucking word.
And I'm so bummed out that Shitbird discovered MySpace because he spends 8 hours a day on MySpace.
Because he thinks it's going to get him laid.
Dude, you're going to burn my laptop fucking thing out. The fuse is going to blow because it's been on so much.
I'm trying
like,
to talk.
If you think that you can blow a fucking laptop fuse, I bet you Shitbird could do it.
He is on it
8 hours a day. He just discovered it.
Do you have a MySpace, Shitbird?
I have a MySpace, and I'm looking for a ride to wherever I want to go, dude. If I want to go to Maryland to get crabs, I just call somebody up from fucking.
You don't need to go to Maryland
and
get crabs,
like,
dude.
Take me to fucking Maryland.
Yeah. Philly's like 20 minutes away.
Well, you want your MySpace? Well, I want my needle.
We all want something. Give it a fucking break.
And if you want to go to Maryland to go to a crab shack, I want to go to Maryland to find my needle.
My needle.
I go to Baltimore, man, for my needle.
Yeah, Bam has like 20 MySpaces
full up with.
Yeah, I've never even went on it.
If you're talking to Bam on MySpace.
I don't even understand it. I look at fucking Shitbird on it having a field day.
It's so boring and time consuming.
Well,
it's,
why be friends with people online?
You'll never meet them.
Why don't you go be friends with somebody in real life?
Fuck them, dude.
Some hot bitch at the local pub.
Because you don't have to look at them.
You know what?
They can't look at your fat ass.
For some reason, when you get on a phone or you're talking to somebody's face, people just don't really want to say shit. But when they type shit, they type way more shit than you would normally.
Because you have time to think about
it. They're good at it.
You could write a funny text message, and then they could write a funny one back, and it's fun. But, you know, like sometimes I'm just not brilliant on the spot, so I don't want to talk on the phone, plus it hurts my ear.
Exactly. That's why
my phone gets all hot and shit. It's like, just come on and say what you have to say.
Sometimes I don't want to talk to anybody.
I don't even answer my phone anymore. I just deal with text messages. That's it.
Dude, I got like, there's like,
I don't even have a phone. I use this.
If I ever go to mine in Finland.
Dude, you lose everything.
Speaking of Finland.
You lose your dick.
If I ever go to Finland, dude, I have plenty of places to stay thanks to MySpace. I have 50 places to stay.
Go on a tour by yourself.
Go on a tour. I won't even need a fucking bus, dude. I can just be at every venue because they'll come pick me up and fucking take me to the venue.
You got to report on what you show up at.
I agree to that.
I got one question.
What?
Where's my needle? Where's my interferon? Because I got Hep B and I need to take it to make it go away.
Keyword was hat.
MySpace is good for networking. Filthy note is on MySpace.
Well, I agree with signing on.
If you want to go to like Amazon and find a movie like Gay Niggers from Outer Space, which there's probably only 50 copies of.
And brilliant.
Yeah. Did you see it?
That was an Oscar.
Yeah, I just want to see it because
is there really such thing?
Gay Niggers from Outer Space is from Scandinavia. And I asked Sirius if I could say that word, and they say, well, hey, if it's a movie that exists, you're allowed to say
it. Yeah,
it
sounded a little racist at first, but if it's true.
No, it supports.
Well, apparently, I've never seen it. I'd like to
see it. Let's check it out.
In Chicago, me and Shipper went to an all-black, all-gay bar.
Was it fun?
Well, we just went to buy cigarettes, and the guy was like, you know this is a gay bar. Saying, and we thought they were just trying to keep us out because we're white. No, I didn't care, man.
No backstage business. I'm looking at his tattoo.
I'm not kidding, dude. In Finland and L.A. and shit, like, we'll go to fucking gay bars because
they're fun, there's hot girls there.
There's hot girls that don't feel threatened from the guys. So there's always hot girls there and the guys just leave you alone.
So true. Dude, gay guys keep the best company.
There's no jocks that come up like, yo, dude, let's do a shot. Nah, I did like five of them. I don't want to. Oh, fucking pussy, dude.
Yeah, pussy, do a shot. Pussy.
We started drinking at 9, dickhead. It's fucking 2 a.m.
I don't want a shot. And then this one guy insisted on giving me a shot, so I'm just like, all
right.
Cool.
Like, cheers, right over
dude.
The shoulder.
I cheers them, and I threw the whole shot glass over me. And he's like, what the fuck did you do that for? I'm like, because I told you I was not going to do a shot, and you insisted that I did one, so
Dude, fuck you. Well, if you're at gay bars in L.A., how come you didn't go to Woody's the one time with Missy?
Drunk jocks are the worst.
Well, that was a more of a schedule.
You know, if I'm in Westchester, I want to go to my normal bars. I don't want to drive to Philly and go to some gay bar. Like,
hey man, I want you to talk to my cousin in Florida. Hold on.
Yeah.
I called my mother-in-law. Hold on, wait. Hold on. I remember the number.
Yeah.
Just wait.
Listen, you babysitting you. Okay, it's not me.
Dude, this. No, like for instance, we went to Duffer's. This drunk ass bitch comes
up.
Was
she hot?
No, she wasn't hot.
No, but her buddy was in a wheelchair.
I'm in the middle of a pool game with Seth that I haven't seen in so long. I just picked him up at the airport. We're playing a game of pool. She interrupts the whole game. She's like, you're going to go upstairs because I don't have reception and talk to my son-in-law from Florida because I buy your T-shirts and I make you money. I'm like, well, let me do it after this pool game's over, you know? And then she's like, no, you're going to do it now because I make you money. And it eventually turned into, you know what? I don't want you to buy. I don't want people
stop
like you buying my shit.
Yeah.
There's a way to approach somebody, and it's not you're going to talk to my son because I make you money.
You say,
hey,
too.
Excuse me, when you're done your pool game, can you please come up and talk to my son? I'd be like, yes,
sure.
I would do that. Even though I probably wouldn't want to do
wanna,
it,
yeah.
I'd do it, and I'd be nice about it. Yeah. You don't come up and say, I don't care about your pool game. I make you money. It's like, you know what, bitch?
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Yeah, but the best was like two minutes later, some dude came up and was like, hey, Bam, love the show. Cool. Then he came back, you signed his T-shirt.
Yeah.
I know, like, you took care of that guy.
Because he was respectful.
That's why she hated you even more. She's like, look, you took care of that guy. What's up with that?
Dude, I'm really into this new Red Hot Chili Peppers album, dude.
Those guys are great, dude.
I like
the
every
cover
song.
Sucks,
I don't really. Oh, this. It's
the cover sucks.
It is the worst cover in the fucking world.
Have you seen it?
It looks like one of those, like, those ghetto, like, top pop hits number one volume.
Yeah.
You know, like,
he probably did it on purpose.
Font
Glycerine
is so bad.
And all that shit on that. You know, the top pops,
yeah,
like Glycerine.
But I recently listened to it, and it's good. And I don't really like mainstream shit, dude. But, like, there's a lot of good songs.
I like that.
But,
that's
My Needle Makes Me Feel Better, and this song's called Make You Feel Better. I'm Novak and this radio band.
Load it up.
Shoot up.
Back like gonna make me come. I said, then I smile, I'm a real. nature of this, check this out. Program.
You need to come check this out, man.
Say hello to everyone. Hello to everyone. Can I talk? Yeah, what's up, everyone? I didn't know you were recording this shit. I had no clue. It's on. It's on the radio show now.
No.
Yeah.
Fucking kidding me.
Can't say that.
I'm sorry.
Serious 28 fashion.
That was the Chili Pepper. Dude, I heard from Inside News, Novak.
What?
That, Anthony Kiedis started doing heroin again.
No.
Oh, sad to say, but his music's probably
That's why I probably fucking like this album, dude.
There's no way. You have to be on heroin to fucking make great music.
Because I never liked them before. Then I heard this shit, and I'm like, it's fucking good, dude.
See, man.
They get all in touch with their feelings, and they're serious, you know, they get acoustic on you, they fucking go. You're so far down, the only way to go is
all
up.
All I care about is Flea was in fucking Red Hot. He did Big Lebowski cameo, and that's
really?
You are the Big Lebowski.
That motherfucking.
You're the dude.
Flea
you're the
is
dude,
one of the best fucking bass players
Come
out
on,
there.
Come on, man.
I swear to God, dude. And you know what? I got a fucking bone to pick with you, dude.
Shit. Wonder Boys
pass.
In trouble.
Okay. Here's what it is. I live out here now, and it's a little different for me. I'm still getting used to it, but I'm living on
at least you're getting pussy.
Fucking Ethiopian cuisine, like fucking fly on my
you
plate.
Should want that.
You
don't
the need corner
food.
Of my fucking eye out here, right? There's no food anywhere.
You don't need food.
Pays off in the long run.
I wake up in the morning and I'm
the Hickory Hill diet.
Hickory Hill diet.
We have no food in our fridge.
I wake up in the morning.
There's no point in buying food because you motherfuckers are going to eat it.
Yeah, it's true. Everybody's
Take
all out for
shit.
Themselves out here. But anyway, look. I'm sitting at a table and I'm sucking on a fucking toaster strudel or whatever.
Oh, this thing is
and
great.
Sucking on.
Why are you sucking on it?
I'm like, I open
it
up,
sounds so faggoty.
I open up a fucking email that Bam got that says, after party with fucking... Oh, come on, man.
Foo Fighters.
Put
Foo
the weed down and remember.
After party with Foo Fighters, right? Free room, luxury suites.
We don't care about none of that
They
shit,
were willing
man.
To fly us to Atlantic City for fuck's sake. Like, come on, it's 100 miles away. They're going to fly
Why
us there?
Why didn't you
want
to do it?
Why not?
That's what I was... Go ahead, man.
Well, what did we do instead?
Why the fuck
we
did you not
beers.
Tell me that?
What did we do instead?
We counted flies and moths at night.
But I mean, what did we do that night?
We went to Kildare.
If I don't remember, we had a great time.
We had a great time, but God, if I'd have known, I could be hanging out with Dave Grohl and fucking...
You know what?
Starfag.
I remember vaguely seeing the invitation, and then, you know, I set it down, and then it gets... You know, Ape comes over and puts everything in boxes, and I swear to God, Ape has this thing with putting everything in fucking boxes. I have a box just filled with wires somewhere that's on top of another box that, like, when I want to charge, like, my PlayStation or, like, charge my camera, I don't know where any fucking chargers are, and I'd be better off going to Radio Shack and buying there's 1,000 wires somewhere sitting on top of a box, sitting on top of another box.
Been
that
that
it's not
box
even worth
like
it.
Year now.
You know what, dude?
I'm just pissed, man. Fuck.
It's just like, why even have these boxes? Because I'm never going to go through them to find anything, so we might as well just throw them in the fucking pool.
Yeah, I'll straighten that shit out and label it. Quote me a price.
Yeah,
So basically what happened with my Friday night is I got to watch Rich Voss fall off a fucking stool at Kildare's instead of hanging out with... Foo Fighters?
Why are you worried about hanging with other dudes, you homo?
Dude, man, I like to fucking bump shoulders at everybody. Like,
bump shoulders.
He likes
to bump shoulders with dudes and then invite girls over and not get pussy for
Well, whatever.
You
want to
talk about falling? How
you
about,
just born a
how about
fanny.
Your ass
oh,
fucking
yeah.
pulling a goddamn left fucking hook off of the fucking stairs?
Stairs.
Like
oh.
30 feet in midair.
Oh, yo, you know, this, you know the stairwell over there with no railing?
Yeah.
I was so loaded the other night that I fell off the 13th stair.
And your devoted lover helped you all the way up.
I fell off the 13th stair right on top of Vogue. I knocked him out for 30 seconds.
I tried to catch him.
And I hurt my shin so bad.
Did you tumble down?
Like, no.
I fell off the side.
Dude, he just totally like was stepping straight
air.
And made a left and stepped right
he almost
off
got,
the
He almost got paled on one of those chairs. And then
Missy goes and tells Ape about it. So the next day we have a fucking railing. She ordered a railing in a heartbeat. She's like, I don't care about the price. I want a railing up there now.
Man.
I remember trying to pick you up and put you in the bed. And I picked you up and I threw you in the bed and your head got smashed right against the
It's because your fucking Klonopin drunk ass was clumsy and knocked my head out.
Yeah, Klonopin
did it.
I came out of my room and all I know is Bam's hang clinging on the bird cage. Going, I'm fucked up, shit, birds. And then fucking Vos is over there with war wounds all on the side of
war
his
wounds.
Head and shit.
And I tried.
I look like Tom Hanks from Philadelphia. Leaves all over my face. I love AIDS for 2 days. I'm seriously wearing.
You're like shipper.
Like, oh yeah, fuck. Bam fell on my face. Cool.
I think instead of the Brandywine Hill, you might be called the Philly Hank now.
Philly Hank.
Dude, I bet Abe had that rally put up on Crystal Meth Time, man.
Like, dude,
he played once and it's
what?
Like,
he fell off the 13th stair, landed on booze, and knocked him out for 30 seconds. Like, let's get that rally put up right now. She probably opened up fucking Servi-Star hardware store down the street.
Like Servi-Star.
She called 911 and made the owner open up Heckinger's.
See, I'm fucking up. I should have just fallen down.
I'll get it myself, goddammit.
I should have fallen down and started twitching.
She found a 24-hour Heckinger's in, like, Maryland and drove down there in the middle of the night to go get a railing.
She got spindles from Walgreens, like, in the middle of the night.
She paid the workers in coke.
She stole the Lambo from the garage and drove down there, like, a 24-hour Heckinger's in the middle of the night.
Fucking April's a rock star in her own way, man. She threw a railing up so fast.
She loves you.
I know. Yeah. I yell at Novak about all this hair, but where's the crystal meth? I need to get it.
April and Phil are the best motherfuckers ever, man.
Never.
You can't deny that.
Jim Burns nervous about to get fired over there.
Yeah, just trying to get some brownie.
I know. Just trying to get some brownie.
April and Phil are the best ever. Please don't fire me. Fuck you.
She woke up. She comes over. It's like 2 o'clock in the afternoon. He's passed out cold in his bed. Yeah. And she's like, what the fuck are you doing sleeping? Da-da-da-da-da.
On a weekday?
Yelling at Shipper. He goes, what, man? I was getting ready to work on Monday. She's like, it is Monday, asshole.
I'm like, next one coming around.
Dude, next Monday, not this one.
They got 2 of them going through Seattle, I hear. I'll tell you what, man. Fucking that Veins of Jenna shoot was a drunken slurry. Fucking exactly
how was it?
Tell me. Joe Franz.
Veins of Jenna, the way they look, like, times it by 10 by the amount of booze you think they drink.
Really?
Because the guitar player... The one with the long blonde hair is really skinny.
He's crashing his room.
No, listen. He comes in the Shipbird's room because he forgot what room I told him to sleep in. So here he comes. He doesn't even notice Shipbird's in there.
No way.
He just falls asleep with Shipbird's. And Shipbird's like, wow, a hot blonde girl.
Dude, there was all this long blonde hair.
He's like, fuck yeah, I'm getting pussy, dude. When does a hot blonde girl ever come in the middle of the night sleeping with my ass? And then he realized it was one of the Veins of Jenna dudes.
All he saw was blonde hair poking out of bed.
I think the only thing I said was like, yo, I'll show you how to spoon like a motherfucker. And then I looked, I was like, oh shit, dude, I'm sorry, man.
Seriously?
And he was just like, I don't know what the fuck you do over here, man, but like, it's
everybody from
like
Europe is an English accent.
Did he say that?
He rolled the fuck over and went to sleep.
You
like,
slept with him?
Dude, oh, totally.
He needed a place to sleep, and I care,
fuck, dude, picture sleeping with Shipbird.
Come on, man, it ain't that bad. I'm
fucking spooning his fat ass.
I had a fucking
sweaty,
spoon.
Fucking hairy ass.
He's not fat anymore.
Yeah, not fat.
Picture spooning.
And I can wax
picture
whatever.
Picture spooning with shit goose, dude.
Come on, a spoon.
How much money would it cost? How are you to spoon naked for shit goose?
500. I'd do over 100 right now.
I don't know. I'm
why you're not getting paid too good right
now?
Yeah,
I can get paid. I can always use cash.
So all the ladies
cash,
out
there is, you'd spoon them all night for $100.
Yeah, dude. I just get so drunk I didn't even know.
What if your fucking tiny little mini hard dick had to be pressed up against his sick ass butt? all night, dude.
$250. Have 500 game on.
Do I get 500 every time?
You get to fucking sleep at night. I'm not charging you.
Would you rather cuddle him or have his fucking bare arms around you?
I cuddle
his
him.
His fucking grizzly
arms. With his bare arms coming
with
his fat stomach.
With his ding ding touching
his
head.
Fat stomach and his little balls and his little dick. And oh, shit, bro.
And the girl. The girl.
How does your girlfriend fuck you? That's gotta be a disgusting sight, man. I'd rather watch my mother fuck than watch you fuck.
Oh, wow.
Anyways.
You could probably fuck Jeeves Gill if you put a little a little Lubriderm on
him. Lubriderm.
All right, come on, man.
You could probably fuck his Gill,
right.
Dude.
I could come right in his belly button.
Squirming. All right.
If the listeners don't know what the Gill is, at Camp Woodward, I dared to cheat and do it.
You made
a triple,
it.
A triple front
triple
flip
Lindy.
Off the high dive.
Triple Lindy.
And he did the worst belly flop.
He's like, oh, man, that really hurt. I'm like, no shit, it hurt. Dickhead, you tried a triple front flip, and your fat ass fucking smacked the motor as hard as it could be. He's like, no, man, I'm really hurt. I'm just like, you should be. Then he starts coughing up blood.
Oh, man.
I'm like, dude, you got to go to the hospital. And if you go to the middle of Pennsylvania, dude, it's got to be the most worthless doctors on so many downers because they sewed his he ruptured his spleen, and they sewed the muscle against his skin, and he has a sick flap hanging out, and it looks like a shark gill. So that's why we call him the gill.
Did you leave him there, too?
Yeah, and he takes my truck and brings it. You're like 16 or 15. You didn't have a license, and you drive it back to fucking Westchester.
I was 15. I drove his 4Runner back to Westchester. I left him in the middle of Pennsylvania, 4 hours away, and I was looking through a CD selection. I'm like, Shaquille O'Neal CD. I chucked it out the window.
Rap album.
Right. This dude's bleeding to death. I think I chucked that out the window in Dubois. Pennsylvania. You know what that is?
Sounds French.
Didn't you like illegally park him and he had like $1,000?
Yes. That's how all the tickets start because he parked illegally in Philly.
Remember, didn't you like illegally park his truck somewhere?
She's not guilty of parking illegally in Philly. Yeah.
Well, we're gonna get going, but I just want to let everybody know that next week I spent some time in Seattle. And the reception, oh my God. Basically, I called 911 twice. It was that gnarly. And the receptionist got so arrested, and there's just loads of news involving heroin and a lot of other things.
I always miss the good times.
I have the 911 tapes that my lawyer has on the way, so they'll probably be here by next week. I don't want to tell the story half-assed. I want everybody to hear everything. So next week, I got a serious fucking story. But right now, we're going to hear a band called Priestess, and this song's called Lay Down. Radio Bam, Series 28.
Later.
Yeah. God made Dark Hill.
G-Unit.
week.
We're done.
Tune in next week for more.
You can leave now.
It's Radio Bam.
Radio Bam, everybody. 4 p.m.
Radio Bam, every Monday, 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific.
Email me now at Radio Bam.
Why don't you take a picture of your sweet white ass and send it on over to Radio Bam at Sirius-Radio.com.
Call Radio Bam at 877-PORN-BAG.
That's 877-PORN-BAG.
Sweet dreams, Peapod.
Bye, everybody. See you next week.
On Sirius 28 Faction.
Friday nights.